Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
I'm ready for action. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio with our segment now, the Talk of the Town, with Christina Liu. Christina, if you add, or Victoria, 76 trombones, right? And you add 10 to that.
Right.
Now, how many trombones would you have?
86.
Very good.
86.
And what does 86 mean?
Well, I learned during the break that it means you run out of something or are leaving. So
86 means you're running out of things?
Yeah.
Or that's how many days it is to
since,
Christina Liu's birthday.
Since
my birthday.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Since her birthday.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. We're talking the other
right.
way now.
Yeah. I know. It gets
when
a
we
lot.
Get to the halfway mark.
Yeah. Once we get to half birthday, then we start, doing
86
the
days.
86. I know.
Older.
I mean, it's really, I feel it,
All right.
But there we go. 86. Mark it down.
Christina, what else is going on?
So I also, we were talking during the break, and we had mentioned this earlier about we really kind of want to possibly, form some kind of technology committee because there are, as we were saying, and Otto did tons of research on it, a lot of companies now that are coming out with different things, whether it's an Alexa or kind of how to incorporate these in your life, essentially.
Google Home.
Right. There's so many.
With the voice.
Right.
Technology.
And there's so many different devices, and even your TV. I mean, there's so much that can be done. And it depends. We just kind of want to gauge what you feel you might want or use. And this way, maybe we could have some kind of program or panel or someone to come in that's knowledgeable about all these things. So it's obviously in the beginning stages. Well, but if you're interested out there, please call 311 or 869-6311 and just say you're interested in being part of the committee and
some of the thoughts as to the benefits. And I don't think anybody's looking for an Alexa or Google Home or whatever to run your life every day, all day. But it can do things like give you verbal reminders for taking medication. It can do things like say, Alexa, call my daughter, or Alexa, play me some Neil Diamond music, or Alexa, read me Tom Sawyer, or any number of things that can be set up that maybe could provide benefit to people who are kind of stuck in the house.
And I think it's important, because as we were saying earlier, there's a lot of pushback, feeling like you're taking away my independence, but it's really keeping your independence.
Exactly.
And that's how you really have to look at it. And it's like even in the same aspect of, planning, setting up your will or estate, whatever it is, and you're like, you're taking the ownership of it. So now you're able to maintain your independence and make the choices you want to make. So that's really how it should be looked at, because especially if you would like to stay in your home, doing these things make it easier for you, and it shouldn't be looked at as, taking away something, but really helping you maintain what's going on.
I mean, it's a stretch perhaps, but it's almost like having another person with you in the house that can help you.
Yeah, right.
Entertain you.
Right.
Give you information.
Yeah.
what's the weather forecast for
tomorrow?
Yeah,
I do it all the time. I ask all the time. I say, Alexa, what's the weather? Yeah,
and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa really doesn't care about your private life, for the most part. but anyhow, the point being that anybody who's interested.
And that's a conversation we got into.
We want to talk
in
about.
In our preliminary meeting was that, like I said, I've been working, since 10 years ago, I started as an intern with Project Independence, and the fact is, if we even mentioned technology, it was like, I'm going to pass. Skype was like futuristic, at that point with our senior population. But now, with these Technology for the Terrified series that we're doing, I can't even promote them because they sell out so fast. Like, it's not sell out because it's not charged, but people register.
Well, I heard that 35 people going to smartphone.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Like, as soon as I make the flyer, Nancy's like, all right, we can't promote it because we're filled. So it's just that is really showing that people are becoming more, willing and accepting, and you want to stay connected. and it's just to be knowledgeable about it. You know, like, listen, no one's going to push. Everyone's got a different circumstance. But I think all you can do is just be educated on the topic and see, you know, maybe there is an aspect of something that will work for you. We're not saying you have to get some complicated device, you know, like we said, that completely runs your life. But there are things that can be simple. You know, just downloading one app or something could really change things for you.
Well,
so,
it's like years ago, television, all right? You don't have to know how the television works.
Mm-hmm, right.
All you have to do is know how to put the remote on mm-hmm. and take advantage of the mm-hmm. entertainment that comes from a television. Mm-hmm. And it's the same story, excuse me, with smartphones and mm-hmm. Alexas and all this stuff. You do not have to know the technology that goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to know is, I want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I use it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not complicated. It is very simple to use.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be with computers that if you got into a problem with a computer, when I first started with computers, they had DOS
mm-hmm.
and you had the green screen and all kinds of weird things you had to tell it to make it work. That's not the case anymore.
Right.
You hit a
no,
little
things
thing
are
on
like
a screen
right.
and all of a sudden miracles happen.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And it opens your world and
it
keeps
does.
You connected. And I think
and you can't mess it up.
Yeah.
People think they're going to break it or, you know, they're afraid of it. You can't break these things.
No, absolutely. So stay tuned because I think it's, you know, we're always trying to kind of come up with innovative programming and kind of go with the times, which I think is something very important to do. So we will be giving you all the information here. And like I said, if you are interested, please check it out. I also want to mention something. I got a press release sent to me, and they said, please promote this, that the Gold Coast Art Center, there's going to be the film festival is doing a special July 17th screening and Long Island premiere of Woodstock, 3 days that defined a generation. So this also ties into the anniversary, as we were saying earlier. So this is produced by PBS and American Experience Films. It offers never-seen-before footage. Following the film, there will be a Q&A and a concert of Woodstock hits and a reception that will include complimentary wine, beer, and munchies at the Gold Coast Arts Center. And what's really great is that this film is not going to be screened anywhere else on Long Island before August. So you kind of get like an advanced screening for that. So I really, I think it's certainly something interesting to check out. It's going to be... it's $55 or $50 for Gold Coast Arts members. If you want more information on this, you can call 516-829-2570. It's on Wednesday, July 17th at 7 p.m. over at the Great Neck Squire Theater, and that's on Middle Neck Road, and at the Gold Coast Arts Center, which is right there as well. So it should be interesting. It's really... more than just a screening, it's an interactive thing, and obviously it's kind of like a little gala. So,
well, some of our seniors might have been at the right age back in the Woodstock era.
And I always love watching it. Ever since I was a little girl.
You probably would have been a Woodstock girl.
I always loved it. I like would watch. When I was little, I was fascinated. So I would just like watch all these, which probably like shows, you know, and just like all these TV shows and movies and documentaries on the whole thing, because I just find it quite interesting, the whole thing. So. Definitely check that out if you are interested. And obviously, you could always call 311 for more information on that as well. We also have our exercise classes through Project Independence are going to kick off the summer ones. Those are happening July 12th. There's going to be North Hempstead Yoga at Yes We Can Community Center. So we have that. And then we have on Wednesdays, kicking off July 10th, Roslyn Community Center Yoga. These are completely free classes, but space is limited for all of them. So,
you know, just to repeat what had been talked about earlier mm-hmm. when we had the guys from the Parks and Recreation, mm-hmm. that people should remember that there's a lot of swimming type activities that are available also mm-hmm. at the various pools at very moderate prices and worthy of looking at, really. Exercise, learning how to swim. Some
and
people maybe
swimming.
Never learned how to swim.
Yeah, I know. My mom never learned how to swim.
Well, maybe she should go to one of these classes.
Because I always say, you know, because especially there's so many seniors that do swimming because it's so great for being active. Because in the pool, you're not going to necessarily feel the pains that you're going to feel outside, you know, if you're exercising. So, I mean, the benefits of swimming in a pool are really absolutely
well, I
incredible.
Mean, it's always amazing to me to see people who basically are wheelchair bound mm-hmm, who are able
right?
to go into the water.
Yes, I think that all the time.
And move around.
And these pools, you know, Tolly Park, they're all handicap accessible, you know, all these different pools. So definitely check that out. I just want to remind people that next week and the following week, so July 5th and July 12th, I hate to announce, but we will be not here. So there will be repeat shows, but certainly good information if you missed anything. But we will be back on July 19th with some really interesting topics. We have on someone who's going to talk about CBD and alternative pain management. And
what was the first point?
CBD. CBD oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so because that's the new rage. Mm-hmm. And it really has... it helps with all different things, you know, on top of pains and anxiety. It's a whole host of things. So we'll learn about that. And we have an author coming on who wrote a book called How a Nursing Home Works. So kind of just how the whole process works.
That's a good one, too.
Yes, I want to thank you, Otto, for being a fabulous host.
And I want to thank you.
That's right. We're thanking each other. Well, thank
and
Victoria.
And we want to thank Dan Cox.
That's right, Dan
Victoria
Cox.
Victoria Ontario.
Absolutely.
Honorado.
Yes.
I got it right.
There you go. You got it.
Janine Solero. Mm-hmm. And anybody else who we forgot.
And that's right, stay hydrated.
And that's it, folks. Thank you for being here.